Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Urban life getting you down? Well, here are three movies set in small towns. A gothic drama in the Smoky Mountains of Carolina, a comedy in a Saskatchewan town where there's not a whole lot going on, and a comic drama in Normandy with a literary twist. Serena, directed by Susanna Beer. George Pemberton, played by Bradley Cooper, is a lumber baron in the roaring 20s. He's also a big game hunter searching for the elusive panther. He dreams of clear-cutting the Smoky Mountains of North Carolina and, with the profits, expanding into the rainforests of Brazil. But he's a good guy. He chops his own wood and saves his workers' lives. In fact, there'd be no problem at all if it weren't for those meddling government types. They want to make it into a national park just because of the breathtaking scenic beauty and the endangered flora and fauna living in those foggy, tree-covered mountains. But everything changes for him when he spots a blonde woman at a horse show. Serena, played by Jennifer Lawrence, is a strong and independent woman from out west and born to the wood. Beautiful, glamorous, and tough as nails, she's as comfortable in an evening gown as she is on horseback. She can kill a rattler with an axe from across a field and is handy with a rifle. So he proposes on the spot and makes her a full partner in his business, to the chagrin of his male colleagues. But Wall Street crashes and tough times follow. Things start to fray at the edges. There's Galloway, played by Rhys Ifans, a sketchy ex-con with the sight. Serena once appeared in a vision when he was a kid, so he'll protect you to the death. And there's talk George might have an illegitimate son in the village. And his partners, well, they're losing faith in the business. Can Serena and George find happiness in a lumber camp? Or will it drag them into a spiral of jealousy, revenge, and madness? Okay, Susanna Beer is a well-known Danish director, and Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence, well, they scored in two big hits, Silver Lining Playbook and American Hustle. Is this three for the win? Not a chance. It's a clunky potboiler with a confusing and messy story and extremely uneven acting. Lawrence plays it to the hilt as a deranged, screeching devil woman, while Cooper sticks to the single emotion style of acting. Whether it's shock, lust, anger, bewilderment, he just stares off into space with his mouth slightly open going, Serena's not awful. It can be watching and interested, but this is not a very good movie. Gemma Bovary, directed by Anne Fontaine. Martin, played by Fabrice Luchini, is an intellectual from Paris. He moved to small town Normandy near Rouen to take over his dad's bakery. He likes kneading dough and pondering great literature. His wife is a world-weary realist, and his teenage son prefers Call of Duty to French culture. But dad's thoughts are still filled with the 19th century novels of Flaubert. So imagine a surprise when a young English couple that moves into the dilapidated house next door share the names of the characters in the great novel Madame Bovary. There's down-to-earth Charles, who repairs furniture, while his bored wife Gemma, played by Gemma Atherton, does interior design. And just like Madame Bovary, she craves a more exciting life than she can find in the dull village. Martin, though, has read it all and feels he can predict every thought they have, every word they say. Soon enough, he sees her making eyes with the handsome town rake Hervé, played by Niels Schneider from Jésus et ma mère, a local squire living in a nearby castle. Don't go with him! It can only lead to ruin, thinks Martin. In his mind, he can see them in period costume dancing in the ballroom. In reality, the quaint town, including the aristocracy, is crumbling all around him. Martin tries to manipulate the local characters with secret methods to save them from their novelistic fates. But will it work? Okay, the entire film is narrated, at times looking directly at the camera, by Martin himself. He takes us through the story and to the various dinner parties where people speak fractured English and French. He's a especially incensed by a nouveau riche couple, an English-French marriage, who see French culture as merely wine and camembert. Gemma Bovary is two movies in one. There's Flaubert's novel reenacted in Martin's Head, and there's a satirical look at contemporary France. Because of the meta-movie aspect, you don't get as deeply into the feelings of the characters that you're watching as you would in a conventional telling, but it more than makes up for that with its cleverness. And because it's an Anne Fontaine movie, there's a sensual, erotic tone to it all. And the actors, especially the beautiful Gemma Atherton, are a joy to watch. I like this movie. Corner Gas, the movie, directed by Brent Butt. You think there's not a lot going on, but look closer, baby, you're so wrong. Yes, that Corner Gas. If you ever watch Canadian TV, you're probably familiar with Dog River, Saskatchewan. It's an uneventful prairie town known mainly for its gas stations, coffee shop, and its wise cracking locals. There's dry Brent at the gas station, Brent Butt, his dad and mom, cranky Oscar and rational Emma, Eric Peterson and Jenna Wright, pretty Lacey at the local coffee shop, Gabrielle Miller, and the local cops. Then there's the incorrigible Hank, Fred Iwanek, and the trickster Wanda, the very hilarious Nancy Robertson. Nothing ever happens there, right? Wrong! To turn a sitcom to a feature film, you need an epic plot, and in this one, the town goes bankrupt and Tim Hortons starts sniffing at the real estate. Their only hope? A Toronto media contest looking for the quaintest town in Canada. Can they all pull it together in time? Not bloody likely. It's a comedy. Believe it or not, I've only saw the TV show for a few minutes once. I looked at it and said, this is too slow. I couldn't get into it. So I'm not one of its legion of fans. But, and this is a but, I actually thought the movie was pretty funny. Of course, there are corny parts and some of the gags fall flat. But in general, the humor is clever, inventive, ironic, and even subversive. And to cut above the potty humor, booby jokes, fat jokes, dumb blondes, racial stereotypes, the sort of stuff that things are declining to nowadays. So looking for Canadian humor? Here it is, and then some. Gemma Bovary and Serena both open today in Toronto. Check your local listings, and Corner Gas the Movie is playing now through the weekend. Look out for the Muff Society, a monthly festival of everything girl-tastic, which is launching at the Royal Cinema with Spice World. You heard me, Spice World, the Spice Girls movie. And First to Fall, a documentary about Canadian students volunteering to fight with the rebels in Libya, I interviewed the directors last summer, is finally screening in Toronto at the JIU Human Rights Film Festival at the TIFF Bell Lightbox. Tonight. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.